This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now listen, folks, I just got a couple things I want to throw out there. First of all, we're talking about doing an event here in the state of Minnesota, and I want to see on a nationwide basis how many people we could actually get before we get a venue to do just that. I'm not a conference guy, but I just think it's important for people in the state of Minnesota to come together concerning the times. And if you are interested in being a part of that, please give us a call. We're talking about sometime April, May, June, possibly. Don't want to go that late, to be honest with you. 1-866-233-0747. If you would be interested in coming to an event, we'd have probably it'd be a three-day event, and we'd probably have about six speakers. So we want to give them enough time to vent. And not put a time limit on what their message would be, but bringing the information to the people in the state of Minnesota together. The Lord said in Psalm 133 that he brings forth the blessing in unity, and that's exactly what we want to do. Strength is found in unity. A cord of three is not easily broken. The list goes on. That's also found in Ecclesiastes and in the book of Proverbs. So if you're interested, again, 1-866-233-0747. You can just leave a message. If someone picks up, you could just say, yep, we'd be interested in coming. We're thinking, you know what, I don't honestly know what to think, how many people would come. Obviously, in the hundreds, if it went into the thousands, then so be it. But let's see what we have to deal with and what we may have to work with here. 1-866-233-0747. By the way, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866 582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. All morning, folks, I have been working on an article exposing some of the things that are going on here in the state of Minnesota, namely under the new Attorney General here, Keith Ellison, and how he is operating in a Marxist fashion as well as a totalitarian fashion. Folks, totalitarianism, let me give it to you this way. I'll give you a visual. You pull someone's hair, you smack their face. When the cameras show up, you play the victim as you're perpetuating the crime. Let me say that again. Totalitarian methods, tactics, they love to pull your hair, they love to slap your face. When the cameras show up on cue, and they will, they then play the victim as they continuously perpetuate the crime. If the American people could learn what I just said right there, you could unmask, which does unmask the media. It does unmask corrupt politicians. It does unmask those that are attempting to tear away at our U.S. Constitution and our Christian heritage. They love to pull your hair. They love to smack your face. And then when the cameras come, they play the victim as they continuously perpetuate the crime. They always have to put themselves in the victim position to win the sympathies of the uneducated populace. That's what it's all about. Hopefully, if I get a couple minutes, I'll tap into that. We have, well, it's Thursday today, so we got an hour today, hour tomorrow. as well as on Saturday. I have you 2 hours, so I may roll it over into that time, but we'll see what we can get done today. Yesterday, we were talking about other churches doing it to themselves. And I was highlighting the fact that the standard is not man's fallen nature, but Christ's risen nature. Okay? A reprobate man is not the standard. The risen Christ is the standard. We don't follow men's commandments. We follow Christ's commandments. The Bible says that the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. And we follow the letter according to the leading of the Holy Spirit, Romans 8:14. Period. Okay? We're led of the Spirit of God. By the way, led means forward, friends. It means to be driven. And I want to tell you what, the Holy Ghost does that. I remember Martin Luther, the great reformer, when asked about, you know, what he's called to do, he was talking about how he's constantly driven to the war. That's Christianity. That's exactly right. And the Bible says in Proverbs 28 that the righteous are made as bold as lions, and that means forward to danger. And keep in mind, that is also one of the characteristics of Jesus Christ himself. Not only the man of war, which is found in Exodus chapter 15, I believe verse 13, as well as the line of the tribe of Judah. And if you look at who he is characteristically, friends, in the book of Hebrews, they call him, friends, the captain of our salvation. And keep in mind, when the apostles were asked of Jesus, who do men say that I am? Who did they highlight, friends? John the Baptist risen from the dead. They said people believe that you're Elijah. Remember him on Mount Carmel when the fire came down and the false prophets were killed and Jezebel and Ahab were exposed for who they really were. Remember Jeremiah, who was called to tear down and to build back up again, Jeremiah 1. They said that he was Jeremiah or one of the old prophets. We need to keep in mind that Jesus is not as the religious hypocrites, friends. The Bible says that he spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees, the doctors of the law, the intelligent ones who have a head knowledge, but they have no experience whatsoever. Not again understanding that God speaks to the heart, not the head. They haven't quite figured that out. But again, keep in mind, they were also responsible, along with the Herodians and the Pharisees, which we were warned of in Mark 8:15, as to being the responsible party having the Christ crucified for his innocence, okay? There's totalitarianism again. But again, friends, we were talking about the churches doing it to themselves. And a couple weeks ago, we were talking about the unknown soldier and the guards that honor and guard the tomb of the unknown soldier. And it's interesting to know the process that they go through to actually become a guard of the tomb of the unknown soldier. And they also understand, friends, that there's a higher level of expectation there. And the people that guard the tomb of the unknown soldier, they go there. And yet then, in contrast, what do we see? We see these men honoring the dead, and rightfully so, but we see excuses from professed Christians, you know, like bumper stickers, like, you know, I'm not perfect, just forgiven, so on and so forth, making excuses for their imperfections, and yet the man, reprobate man, honoring the dead, is there looking for reasons, losing his excuses that he might get something done in honoring the tomb of the unknown soldier, opposite of what the professed church is doing today. And it shows you where their heart is. The Bible says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And taking that even a step further, friends, that's the reason that the professed Christians in America are succumbing. They're not feeding on the bread of life. They're not feeding on the resurrection and the life. They're not feeding on the faith of the Son of God, and he is the only one that can give it. And so, therefore, what do they resort to? They resort to, well, let's put up a sign in our church yard like, our Sundays are better than Dairy Queen's. I'm going to come right back to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that." When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, BradleyDean1, which is in reverse, friends. Again, shadow banning taking place. Just sent another message to our Facebook friends over at Facebook, showing them the company that they work for. We're noticing numbers are going the opposite. And it's interesting that our affiliates are going up. We're the number one and number two show across the country in over 117 cities. And for some reason or another, we're seeing the obvious in front of our faces, but social media, man, they're suppressing, they're censoring, they're shadow banning. So we warned Facebook again today, you better get your story straight. Things are going the opposite direction as to the way that they should be going. We also noticed on Google, we're ranked the number 11,000th and 12,000th website in the country, but for some reason or another, our bars don't come up on a search. Friends, this should scare, literally, you straight. This should scare you out of the wrong and to the right, friends. Should scare you straight. Because this is happening in your country. Again, I'm not talking about a third world country as to what's going on here concerning suppression and censorship and banning of our First Amendment rights, friends. Also keep in mind, these are the same people trying to disarm you at the same time and hand your country over to a bunch of foreigners that mean to conquer it. That's not, folks, conspiratorial. Is it not? Yes, it is. But it's not a theory. Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. One more thing. If you want to watch us live, you can go before it's news. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there, before it's news. And for those that are watching me right now, if you're trying to figure out why I have a Harvard t-shirt on, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I was giving the impression that I'm a lot smarter than I really am, okay? I love you guys over there sincerely. Your live chat comments are great. I pay attention to them. I interact with them. And I truly love your comments over on live chat. You can watch us beforeitsnews.com, or you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and watch us there as well. Also, there's 13 articles posted every day from Tim Brown, senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com, broadcasted. Well, he's actually posting out of the Carolinas, friends, the occupied territory of the Carolinas, and you can check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. Okay? With that said, let's jump back to the topic. Are the churches doing it to themselves? You know they are. There's no question about it. Why have they become a reproach? Here, I just want to do this. I'm doing live radio right now. And I always go back to Webster's 1828 dictionary, because the modern dictionaries have been watered down. As a matter of fact, many of the definitions have been completely gutted of the pith and marrow of their very definitions given unto us by our forefathers and writers of the past. And so I always go over to Webster's 1828. If you look at that dictionary, open it up. It says Noah Webster's 1828. Webster's, right? And it says at the very bottom under his picture, it says, taught millions to read and not one to sin. Is that not crazy? Here's the definition of reproach, Webster's 1828. Censor mingled with contempt or derision, contumelious or opprobrious language towards any person, abusive reflections as foul mouth reproach, a disgrace is what the word reproach means, found in Webster's 1828. Now, this is what the Bible talks about concerning those in the professed church in our present day. They become a reproach. They become a byword. They become the laughing stock. They're despised by so many people. Why? This is why. They demean their own message, okay? Yesterday, I shared with you, friends, that I was at a Cracker Barrel down south, and I seen this book, and it was Church Signs. And, of course, you know, that's grandpa and grandma's and uncles and, you know, aunts hang out. You know, the older folks really like those stores. Well, my wife just happens to really like that store, too. And so we went in there, and I picked up this book, and I seen Church Signs. And I want to tell you something. It offended me. It offended me, and I said, this is great radio right here. The people need to understand why they have become the reproach. They have forsaken the living God, okay? He's not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. Here are some of the signs. Our Sundays are better than Dairy Queen's. Our Sundays are better than Dairy Queen's. The Son of Man dies on Calvary. He bleeds Calvary red with his blood as the propitiation of the sins of the world, found in 1 John chapter 2. And they make light of it by saying our Sundays are better than Dairy Queen's. Wow, that's crazy. Another sign says Walmart is not the only saving place. Come on in. Again, demeaning their own message. If they're not going to take their message serious, do you think anybody else is going to take their message serious? Absolutely not. Here's another one. Now's a good time to visit our pastor. He's on vacation. The Bible tells us we're supposed to double honor those that labor in doctrine and in the Word. The book of Thessalonians. But again, they make a mockery of him. Now's a good time to visit our pastor. He's on vacation. How is that cute? I mean, these are the same people, friends, that advocate through their silence the murder of the innocent. These are the same people through their silence, friends, that advocates illegals invading America. That means to conquer, not to assimilate. These are the same people that advocate through their silence, friends, the sodomite agenda, making your children a prey again, outside of abortion, also in public schools. I mean, just think about this, friends. Now you have a bunch of felons. And felons they are, by the way, according to law in every state in our union. It's interesting to note, now you have men dressing up as women. Many of them are being found out to be the pedophiles for what they are. And they're going into libraries, entertaining your kids, even flashing them and strip dancing for kids. That is, folks, the FBI, for those that did not know. You used to monitor North American Man Boy Love Association, where their slogan was sex before eight, before it's too late. Now, and again, keep in mind, I want to keep this legit. And I want to keep it statistically factual, because the people that bring their kids to these places, they're always less than a handful. But the media goes in there, like William Randolph Hearst said, you take the pictures, I'll create the war. That's exactly what they're doing. They take the pictures and they put it out there like everybody's for it. That's not true at all. But I can tell you this, they're trying to normalize the crime of pedophilia. And I want to also tell you pedophiles this. It's interesting to note that I have friends that are... investigators in a county here in the state of Minnesota that said pedophiles, they're the nicest people in the world to your face. But this is what he said to me, my friend, the investigator in Minnesota, don't ever turn your back on them. I'm just here to tell you, pedophiles, the guys that I know, you don't have to worry about calling the cops. You make an eye at one of their kids. I'm just telling you that right now. And I want to tell you something concerning you judges that are soft on crime, who produce hardened criminals. I want you to understand, this is why you're losing credibility with the people in this country. Because you're soft on those that are zeroing in on the kids. And why would you do that? You know, if you're not preaching out against it and you're not judging against it, it must mean that you're guilty of it, said preacher Charles Spurgeon. That's exactly right. You lose credibility by not enforcing the laws against the likes of people like this. And that's the last thing that you want to do. But keep in mind, friends, what they're attempting to do is normalize the crime. They're attempting to demoralize America like that of Europe so they can have control over you. Those that mean to demoralize you mean to have control over you. You need to understand that. Pornography used to be illegal up until 1968. I can go on and on and on and on. Homosexuality all the way up until 1973. According to every state statute, it's still considered a felony today. But the media, the CIA-controlled media that's responsible for subverting countries, friends, is controlling the media. And what are they trying to do? They're trying to demoralize you. And why do they want to demoralize you? Because they want absolute control over every facet of your life. And who's helping that along? The soft church. The lukewarm church that's being spewed out of the mouth of the Lord God of Israel in Jesus' name. Revelations 3. Let's go on. Another sign on a churchyard. The best vitamin for a Christian is to be one. How pathetic. No, I mean, folks, this would only come from a spineless, effeminate, hellbound hireling. And when you go, by the way, going to hireling, I just want to go over there. Hirelings in John 10:12. I want you to hear the gist of this because it's interesting. These are the people that are hired on to do what they do, right? Which is pretty much open the gates to the wolves so that they might devour the sheep. And that's exactly what is happening today. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. Who would do that, friends? That wouldn't be the shepherd. That would be the hirelings. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With wildfires continuing to burn, California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is speaking about the ongoing power shutoffs throughout the state due to the wildfires.
We are also turning a corner, not just on the power outages, and we'll see that all clear is already in place in Northern California. So all PG&E has to do now is the hard work of investigating the lines, distribution, transmission lines, physically.
House Republican leadership is reacting to the Democratic resolution that was passed, which moves the impeachment process into a new phase. Speaking at the Capitol, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says the impeachment process is a sham and there's nothing compelling to impeach President Trump.
So the Speaker should follow her own words on what bipartisan vote on that floor and end the sham that has been putting this country through this nightmare.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Welcome back again, 1-866-582-9933, talking about how the churches are doing it to themselves. I shared some time back, friends, it's not tedious for me to reiterate these points. It's important for the new listeners to hear. You do know that George Barna, he did a research. He's a researcher within the church, and he found that many of these topics that I'm highlighting even now, they're not preached against. And the reason is, there was two reasons. One was for the church attendance, and the other reason that preachers don't preach out, hirelings, I'm sorry, and whores from the pulpits don't preach out against sin, it's because they themselves have never been saved from sin. Matthew 1:21, just for the record. But also keep in mind, the second reason was church attendance. Okay? The offering and church attendance. This is why they don't have anybody coming to their churches. This is also the same reason that they're putting on their signs now, friends. All are welcome. All are welcome. Okay? And what I'm talking about right now is, are the churches doing it to themselves? I'm going to pull Steve up. Now, folks on live chat, please go to the Listen Live link. But I'm going to pull Steve up out of Minnesota. Steve, will you do me a favor and make your point really quick? Because I'm going to do my best to get this show wrapped up before the end of the hour. And by the way, welcome to the show, and I do appreciate you calling.
Yeah, thanks. I was going to comment that the reason the churches are so unnecessary now is they don't want to really be useful. They're trying to get people to come in their door, and so they try to make God acceptable to the people when it should be the other way around. You should be coming in there to repent and make yourself acceptable to God. Because they're backwards, they make themselves unnecessary, because who needs to go? It's like an AA group where you're going to go drink. That's called a bar. if you're going to just keep sinning and keep your life being normal, there's no need for the church. You can You can go that anywhere. So by being unnecessary, they don't realize they're defeating the purpose of being there.
Well, that's right. And here's the other thing I want to add to that. Thank you, Steve. I totally appreciate it. And the reason I need to cut that is because they can't pick that up on that live feed. Thank you for your comments. I appreciate them, Steve. The early church was married to poverty, prisons, and persecutions. Today, the church is married to prosperity, personality, and popularity. And I want you to put this into context, that we are witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. According to the degree by the work of the Holy Ghost that we have repented towards God will be to the degree that we walk in the resurrection power, which, by the way, is the very gift of prophecy, the testimony of Jesus Christ. So let me say it this way, and then I'll equate it back to the church signs and the modern-day hirelings and whores in the pulpit in America today. If Jesus preached like most church overseers do in America, he would have never been crucified. I'll say that again. If Jesus preached like most overseers in America do today, he'd have never been crucified. Because if the gospel you preach does not include repentance, you're preaching a false gospel. It's just that simple. If the gospel you preach does not include repentance, you preach a false gospel. That is the message, friends. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That is the message. Over and over and over again. And it's been completely watered down and it's been completely inverted. Friends, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Really? Can't find God loves me anywhere with his lips, but I can see where he did love me through the cross. Listen to what I just said. Let me take it over to this so people can get my meaning. You can find nowhere in the New Testament Jesus telling anybody with his mouth that he loved them. As a matter of fact, if you look at 1 John 3:18, it says, we're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. George Washington, his slogan used to be, deeds, not words. How do you show the world that you love them? You show them your love by what you do. That's exactly what Jesus Christ did on the cross. It was always in demonstration. When I talk to my kids and I tell my kids I love them, I tell my kids I love them, you know how much I love you by what I do for you. Love in demonstration. We see too many people honoring Jesus with their lips, but their hearts are far from them. And let me tell you something. I see these same people talking about love all the time, but when it comes to action, they're the first ones gone. The first ones gone. 1-866-582-9933. Want to keep it on the up and up. Again, friends, just talking about how people are walking around telling everybody they love them and God has a wonderful plan for their lives. Let me tell you this. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. Blessed are those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Those that even desire to live a godly life will be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Okay? The list goes on and on. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. You're going to be hated by all men for my name's sake. That's the gospel. Is that what you're hearing today? Absolutely not. You know what they've removed? The cross. What's the cross? Here in his love, not that we loved him, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a sacrifice and a propitiation for us. See, love, friends, it's always in demonstration. Love is always in demonstration. When people, you'll find this. People that tell me they love me, my wife knows it. My kids know this. I don't like when people talk about how much they love me, my wife, or my kids, or my friends. I don't like it. Because you'll find that they're the first people to turn on them when the smallest of things go wrong. Oh, my goodness, friends. This ministry has experienced it over and over and over again. I remember one guy. I'd take a bullet for Bradley. When it hit the fan, friends, he was the first one gone. He was the first one gone. All the media attention, all the media criticism, the polarizations, the demonizations of this ministry, friends, for telling the truth. Folks, you need to understand that I remember we had a guy in the ministry. He was kind of like my right side man. This is 12, 13 years ago. And it was okay that everybody was beating up on me. I guess I'm the one to lead the ministry out, right, as I follow the Christ. And that's what I did. And it was interesting. It was always okay for everybody to watch me get it, right, in the media. But I remember one day a reporter called in and said, can I come down there and interview you? And I said, yeah, that's fine. And I knew he wasn't in our corner. I knew he wasn't. And my right side guy was right there with me. And all of a sudden, he started taking shots at my right side guy. And he put it in his paper and he called him Mr. Fidget. It bothered him so greatly, friends. See, it's one thing to follow the Lord, and it's one thing to go through it with the Lord as you bear your cross. But I want to tell you something, friends. Those that talk about how much they love you, like this guy did to me, he didn't like it when he had to bear his cross. And that's exactly what it comes down to. There's so many that are willing to dance around the cross of Jesus Christ and praise Jesus, but when it's time to actually go out and show our love for Christ in obedience to Him, they don't want nothing to do with that cross. They just want to offer up lift service with inaction. Folks, that's like oil and water. It doesn't match, and it's not the gospel. You show the world your faith by, you show the world your love by your faith. Faith worketh by love. So you know, okay? It's in action. Always in action. Oh, my goodness. I remember, speaking of which, I don't know why this comes to my aid, but I remember Martin Luther King Jr. He used to always have this entourage of people around him. They loved the limelight. See, Martin Luther King Jr. used to get, he was a Baptist preacher, for those that didn't know. And I spoke to many of his friends firsthand, by the way, spent hours with him. As a matter of fact, I even spent time with the guy that was standing right next to him when he was shot down. I talked to some of his close friends and his right-hand man, Andrew Young. Who's the mayor of Atlanta. I spent 3 hours with him. But it was interesting that everybody wanted to be around Martin Luther, who got 50 death threats a day. And Martin used to say to all those people, he says, you know, to you, this is all fun and games. He said, but one day, you know, a bullet's going to come for me, and it just might miss me, and it might hit you. That's exactly right. And when it does hit you, then we can see how much you really loved the Lord in His cause concerning the civil rights movement of that day. And by the way, they made it a black-white issue. It was not that with Martin Luther King. It was an issue of law to Martin Luther King Jr., just for the record. Okay? But that's totally true. And so it is with Christ, in Him, in us. How much do we love Jesus? Well, how much do we bear the cross? Are we like Peter, James, and John, where we're always the closest to the Christ? Or are we those standoff, at a length, professed Christians? I don't want none of that. I want to hear the whispers. I want to hear the secrets. I want to hear the mystery of the will that's been revealed unto us by the Holy Ghost. I want to have the ear that's been primed to hear the Holy One of Israel at all times. And I want His heart that I might know Him in all things at all times. You have to stay close that way. But when you stay close that way, friends, also keep in mind the cross is right in the center of all of that. Ministry is bittersweet. Cool? That was a free one. That was a bunny trail. I know somebody needed to hear that. Let's go back to, are the churches doing it to themselves? Absolutely they are. Visitors welcome. Members expected. Here's another sign. The pastor saw a shadow. 6 more weeks of lousy sermons. Can't even make it up, friends. Can't even make it up. No wonder why when you're on an airplane, you see people on their computers playing, they're gambling online. Or they're playing cards, or they're watching some filthy movie that's being offered to them by the airlines. Or they're watching or reading some gossip magazine, or some fictitious bestseller from the New York Times. No wonder why they don't have the Bible in their hands. If alone they are looking to the hirelings in the pulpits in America today. But I want to say this to those. There is no excuse for you because you have the same Bible that he does. What does that Bible read to you? If he's not reading it with his lifestyle by exhibiting it, then get away from that church. Pick up your Bible, and instead of always calling out the wrongs, why don't you stand up and right the wrongs? Because that is what ministry is all about. We are called to be repairers of the breaches. We seek and save that which is lost.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We got a whole string of articles going out all day long from 13 to, I don't even know how many we got now. We have so many contributors. They are preachers. They are warriors in the culture. They are righteous men, and they are broadcasting their message. They are more than paper tigers. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, check us out on Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. You can watch us every day, 6 days a week anyways, out of the seven. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. There's over 250 videos posted. Bringing about resolve to America's issues derived and extracted directly from the Word of God and the Bible. If you want the resolve, friends, the Constitution as well. It's us. We're the answer. We're the government. If you're tired of your reflection, then fix it. Don't complain about what you tolerate. If you want to fix it, you have to be the strength of the enumerated laws found in the Constitution, said Thomas Edison, and he was exactly right. Talking about, are the churches doing it to themselves? I'm highlighting what they're saying. I think everybody, for the most part, understands. I'm bringing in the Word of God so we can understand every step of the way, bringing about the answers to overcome what we're seeing through this succumbing and this compromise and this fraternizing with the world. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? You see these humanistic posts, friends. Metaphysical posts, watered down posts. It's where they're at. It shows you this is the bait as to what they're appealing to. They're using the world's method to try to convert them to Christianity. Nah, doesn't work, never has, and guess what, friends? It never will. I just seen a post. How can a man claim to believe in hell? Hey, folks, we're not to fear hell. That's not scriptural. We're to fear God. Luke 12, verse 4. We're to fear God, not hell. Hell is the consequence of unrepented sin before God's moral law, period. Okay? But the post says, how can a man claim to believe in hell unless he throws away his life to rescue others from its torments? It's completely, this is not scriptural, but I understand what they're saying. And what they're saying is true, but I wanted to put it in perspective, okay? I just said, how can a man get others to fear God when he himself doesn't fear God, and deterring him away from iniquity, Proverbs 16:6, because that's exactly what we're reading concerning the signs on churchyards and the men that post them. Here's another one. Adam holds water back. It's not my last name. Here's another one. Palms red here. Okay. Looking for a lifeguard? Ours walks on water. That's cool, but it's still a humanistic plea. Come in for a faith lift. That's humanistic, friends. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2. Let's meet at my house Sunday before the game, folks. That's idolatry. That's idolatry. Oh, I got to do this. Someone's asking for a scriptural closure. Well, they're asking me to solidify this in mind. Read Jeremiah 11:13. Your gods are indeed as numerous as your towns and the altars that you have set up to burn up incense, which is metaphorically equated to prayers going up. You see people at a football game. What are they doing? They are literally shouting their lungs off, and they are praying to their gods on the football field, okay, or whatever sport that it is that you desire. But it's idolatry. God judges nations for that, friends. Jeremiah 11:13. Also wanted to give you another one here, friends. Read the Bible every day to prevent truth decay. Here's another one. Is your life running on empty? Free Phillips here every Sunday. Well, I thought the Bible says that we're to seek out our own salvation with fear and trembling, found in the book of Philippians chapter 2. Why, yes, it does say that. 7 days without God makes one weak. Hey, folks, I can't tell you the last time I haven't feasted on the Word. I cannot tell you the last time that I have not had church every day of my life in one way or another. Okay. Another church sign, the reality of hell, come early and hear our choir. I mean, folks, I can't even believe it. These are church signs. The churches are definitely doing it to themselves. You know, I see churches all across Minnesota, friends, where it says on their billboards, everyone's welcome, and it has a satanic flag. I'm sorry, a gay pride parade flag up on their church. We just call them the Church of Satan because that's exactly what they're advocating for. And they are, and those that tolerate this, friends, are advocating, and they are, in fact, daring the justice of God, for the record. God answers emails, another church sign. Another church sign says this church is prayer conditioned. No wonder why nobody takes them seriously. One guy says, try Jesus. If you don't like him, the devil will always take you back. Isn't that cute? Another one in a Midwestern town, church sign, Jesus loves you so much. And, of course, it's a sign in the midst of the snow, right? Here's another sign on the church yard across America, one of them. Tithe if you love Jesus, anyone can honk. Tithe if you love Jesus. Whoa. Whoa. Give me. My name is Jimmy, right? Yeah. And what are they doing it for? So they can put up another sign like that next week? Excuse me. Road rage. What would Jesus do? Let me tell you something, friends. Those that have the little bracelet on that says, what would Jesus do? I want to tell you something. I can tell you what Jesus is doing. He's moving. I am what Jesus is doing right now. I am a move of God in action, in force. Okay? It's not what would Jesus do, it's what is Jesus doing. But these are their signs, friends. Here's another one on the churchyard. The party's here. No wonder why they're a reproach. The weather never changes in hell. Oh, that's, see folks, again, that's unscriptural. We're not to fear hell, we're to fear God. Okay? It becomes at first diabolical, then it becomes filial. Dogs go to heaven. Cats go to purgatory. No such thing. Isn't that cute? Dogs go to heaven. Cats go to purgatory. Wow. Can't find that in Scripture. And finally, free trip to heaven, details inside. Yeah, I want to tell you something. The free trip that they're talking about cost the Son of Man everything. It cost the disciples everything. It cost the patriarchs in the Bible, from the beginning to the end, everything. It cost in the natural our veterans that are 6 feet under the ground with a cross above their heads at Arlington. It cost them everything. See how they minimize the word free? It's empty. It's worthless. It's vain. Okay? Friends, is salvation free? Why, yes, it is. But to those who understand the cost of the Son of God and what He paid to purchase it, us, unto Himself, it's a different story. But for those who do not, they establish such signs, lightly esteeming the price of redemption, and by doing so demonstrate that they are without reverence and are an offense to the living God. And they are. They are. Hey, if you're offended by them, how much more is a just and a holy God offended by them? The Bible says, He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief as we hid it as were our faces from Him. He was despised and we esteemed Him not, this being the Son of Man. Surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, our lawless actions towards God's moral law in breaking them. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Thank you, Lord. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on Him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, He was afflicted, yet He opened not His mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before His shearers is dumb. So He opened not His mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare His generation? For He was cut off of the land of the living, for the transgression of His people was He stricken. For me. Okay? And He has made His grave with the wicked and with the rich in His death, because He had done no violence, neither was any deceit in His mouth. He was tempted in all points, yet without sin, I add. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise Jesus, Him. He hath put Him to grief, Him, for me. When Thou shalt make His soul an offering for my sin, He shall see His seed, He shall prolong His days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in His hands. Amen. He shall see of the travail of His soul, and He shall be satisfied. By His knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for He shall bear their iniquities, mine. Therefore I will divide Him a portion with the great, and He shall divide the spoil with the strong, because He has poured out His soul unto death for me, and was numbered with the transgressors. That's me. And He's bearing the sin of many. That's me. And made intercessions, made intercession for the transgressor, aggressors. That's me. Isaiah 53, 3 through 12. Psalm 22, read the whole. John 3:16, 1 Peter 3:18, 1 John 3:16, 1 John 4:10. Friends, how are these people to expect others to honor the Christ when they dishonor Him? Matthew 23:3. This is simply making light of the sacrifice of the blood of Jesus Christ, and the Word of God condemns it in Hebrews 10:26. Ending on a positive note, one church sign stated, "Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and then do what you want to do, but not until then." Amen. Matthew 22, verse 37. Christians, this is so true, but I ask, what is it that you want to do? 1 John 2, 6.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.